The Bible says in the book of James 2, verse 14, he said, what good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but not show it by your actions? That is the version in the book of James. He said, what good is it, brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but not show it by action? That is to say that someone can have, if you have faith without showing an action, it is not called faith. It is called believing. Praise the Lord Jesus. It is called believing. Now, you can believe in God. You might be sick and you believe that God can heal you. But you are still sick. You are still not delivered from that sickness. Yet you believed. You find that someone can be a pastor and be a believer, and he said, I believe God can heal me. But yet he's still lying in that sick bed. And you ask, what would be the cause of that? What would be the reason behind you having faith? Or I say, what would be the reason? And most people confuse believing with faith. Whereas believing, you can believe that Jesus Christ is the Christ, Lord, and Savior. Yes, that is true, believing that Jesus Christ, Lord, and Savior. But it takes faith. You don't know who Jesus is, you've never seen Jesus, but you believe in Jesus. You've never set eyes on Jesus, but you believe in Jesus. When it comes to requests, now the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So now that thing is, you cannot believe in God and still not be able to exercise your faith. Praise the Lord Jesus. You can believe in God and still not be able to exercise your faith. The Bible says that for we are all given a measure of faith. That means that everybody has faith. But you have been given a measure of faith. That measure is not a great faith. It's not a large faith. It's not a strong faith. It's a little faith. And the Bible says that if you can have faith as small as a mustard seed, that you can say to a mountain, be uprooted and cast yourself into the sea, and it will happen. And yet the Bible says that we all have received a measure. That means every single person is tied with a measure of faith. So if a man of God is getting a certain result in his ministry, and you are getting a lesser result in your ministry, then it does not mean that he was created with a greater faith than you. It only means that his faith has been put into action. Look at what Jesus is saying here. He said, what good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but not show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? That faith is the ability of believing. The reaction of what you believe is called faith. Jesus. A man can be sick, and a man will say, I am healed. He is believing to be healed. But you do not get out of that bed and exercise your faith by what? That healing can never come. And it does not come to the fact that you believe in Jesus. Because in the realm of the spirit, it will be recorded that you believe in Jesus. But yes, your belief cannot be exercised without your faith. Faith is action. Praise the Lord Jesus. Can someone hear me? Faith is action. And he goes to my spirit and said, suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothes, and you say, goodbye and have a good day. Stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? He's trying to explain faith. Someone come in front of you and say for help. Please help me, man of God. Please help me, man of God. My school is a sister and I need to help to complete it. And what you are able to render to that person is not what the Lord shall provide. Your faith has not been activated. There's a difference that you don't have. And you activate it by saying, I prophesy in the name of Jesus from now to the next 2 hours that someone will provide something for you. Praise the Lord Jesus. So we need to come to that option of activating our faith. So one thing is for you to believe, another thing is to work on it. For example, someone can be confessing saying, I am rich. A man might not have money in his account, but he's saying, I am rich, I am rich, I am rich. You can confess it from now to the next day. If you don't exercise your faith, money will never come to that account. You cannot be in your heart praying and saying, I have faith. and you expect money to come, it will not come. Praise the Lord Jesus. Your faith has to work by action. Say action. Faith is an action. Believing is a system, but faith is an action of believing. Praise the Lord Jesus. So let's say, for example, a man has no money in his pocket, and the man is saying, I am rich in the name of Jesus. I am rich, I know I am rich. He is confessing the word of God. Yes. But that can never activate the power of faith. You are only confessing what you believe. But there must be an action. There must be an action. For an action shall bring forth a reaction.
I hear you.
Jesus. Paramo Sharada said it. How do I know that someone can activate this action is believing system to faith? I say, for example, I am rich. Yes, you said you are rich, but you don't have a bank account. How will the money come? You say, I am wealthy. Yes, you are confessing spiritually in the realm of the spirit. The Lord is acknowledging it. But the Lord is saying, how will I believe this word that you have confessed? Praise the Lord Jesus. So it is not enough to confess that I am wealthy, that I am rich. You must follow it by faith, and that faith has to be action. And that's why James said in the book of James 2, verse 12, said, what good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show it in your actions? Now, some of you ask me, how then do I activate this action? If I prophesy to myself, I said, I am a great man, I am rich, I am wealthy, I will walk to the man. I don't care how much it is, I'll tell the man, I want to open an account. They'll tell me how much. I say, I have 1,000 naira now to open this account. But in 2 days later, I can have a million in my account. I am walking by faith. The action is me going to the man. If I have no miracle to walk without action, Elisha told the man, he said, go to the river and dip yourself 7 times. The faith was activated. The man believed. The man believed when he was going that if Elisha could say a word, he would be healed. Or maybe Elisha could lay hand on him, he would be healed. But what did Elisha do? Elisha activated faith by an action. He said, go. You know that go is an action word. Go is an action word. Walking is an action word. I believe that is verb. Go is a verb. So he activated a verb. Say, move. There must be an action. When Moses called on God, he said, what is that in your body? And Moses raised it up and struck it from the water. And everybody knows what happened. There is an action.
Yes.
And Jesus, in the book of Mark, verse 1, he saw a man whose hand was deformed. He said, stretch forth your hand. That was an action.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Oh.
And when he commanded Lazarus, he said, Lazarus, come forth. That was an action. He activated an action in the presence of Lazarus. Lazarus was dead, but he gave him a response by saying, come forth. Because coming forth is an action. Jesus.
I hear you, sir.
I don't know if
someone
is getting this.
Yes, sir.
So you cannot say that I have money in my account and you have not activated the action. So what's the error? Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So the action is me going to that bank and declaring, I want to open an account. How much do I want to open an account? Say, for now, I'm opening a 1,000 naira. And you open an account, then you are believing God. You're not just believing God by sitting down and expecting money to come because nobody has your account number. You will go forward to perform an action that will lead to that multiplication in the account. A man, do you know that everything you have to do in an action? A man cannot be in his heart and say, I want the amount to operate my bank. And you will come to me, it will not come. You have to provoke a reaction.
Yes.
And there can never be a reaction without an action.
Yes.
Jesus.
I hear you.
Something happened. David was sent to Goliath. He said, I will cut your head. The Bible said that he made Goliath move forward. David ran. Forward. See, despite David has to activate an action. The action he had to was running forward. That means David could not wait to kill Goliath. What kind of faith is that? Praise the Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
And it's in verse 17. So you see, faith by itself isn't enough unless it produces good deeds. Is it? It is dead and useless. So faith without an action is dead. Praise the Lord Jesus. The Bible says in verse 19, if you read James 2, verse 19, it says, you say you have faith, for you believe that there is God. Good for you. Even demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. The demons believe that there is God.
Yes.
So saying that I believe that God can heal me is what the demons even aware. The demons know that God can heal me. But without an action, without your faith being put into action, the demons will attack you. A man is crippled, and you tell the man, in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. I have activated action by saying, get up and walk. If that man does not even pray to get up, he will not walk.
Yes.
If he does not even try to get up, it will not work.
No.
The woman with the issue of blood said, if only I could touch the hem of his garment, I would remain whole.
Yes,
if only I would toss, there was an action, but that action was to toss.
Yes.
And the moment he touched the hem of Jesus, Jesus was not aware that something was happening, but the moment she touched, the healing place left Jesus. The angel said, the healing anointing left Jesus. And Jesus said, who touched? So that means that whenever you provoke an action by faith, something eventually leads to Jesus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Peter said to the man on the beaten gate, he said, I have not to know what I have, I will give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Action.
Yes, sir.
Action. It is not possible for faith to work if you don't exercise an action. I want to say a prayer. In this prayer, you will say, Father, teach me how to activate my faith in action.
Yes, sir.
This one. You will say, Father, teach me how to activate my faith by action.